Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Do you know what's dangerous for a Christian? If there was a massive warning sign on a road called Christianity, do you know what that warning sign would say? It would say in bold capital letters, "Driver, beware. Do not travel this journey with a lack of knowledge." You see, there are serious consequences to having a lack of knowledge. And I can tell you that this is the biggest weakness when it comes to the average Christian. You see, the average Christian is a surface-level Bible reader, meaning they read the Bible, but they don't intentionally study the Bible. They read God's Word, but they don't intentionally seek to gain knowledge from the Bible, and that's the problem. The first line in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." A lack of knowledge. Have you ever met another believer who is in the middle of a spiritual battle, but they don't know that they're in one? I mean, they are being attacked left, right, and center. Their marriage is under attack, and they think it's their friends who are the problem. They're sick in their bodies, but the doctor can't seem to find a cause. Their money isn't adding up, even though they have automated their saving. Nothing makes sense to them, regardless of what's going on, because there is a lack of knowledge. And I say a lack of knowledge because a surface-level Christian would fight everyone and everything in front of them. But a mature believer would know Ephesians 6 verse 12, which says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Saints, this is the knowledge that we need. To know that our fight is not in this physical realm, but it's in the supernatural realm. And the thing is, the spiritual realm can often manifest itself in the physical realm, which is what can throw off the surface level believer.
Do my actions match my faith? Do my words match up to the Word of God? Do I recite Bible verses, but when it comes to putting them into practice, I don't follow them? Does my life match up to God's expectation of a believer who walks by faith? And I encourage you to pray for the Lord to open your eyes so that you can really examine yourself. When you open yourself up for correction, you'll find that the Holy Spirit will begin to convict you more and more. You'll begin to see you can't live like this. You can't continue to live knowing the Word of God, but not acting like it. You can't continue to say you love Jesus, but hate Janet down the street. You can't continue to say, "Lord, Lord," but secretly lust after your neighbor's wife. We have to examine ourselves because God is not to be played with. He's not a God you can just mix in with your stuff. You can't have one foot in the things of Jesus Christ and one foot in this world. Examine what you tolerate, saints. Because God doesn't tolerate a dabbler or a lukewarm Christian. He doesn't tolerate one who dabbles in a bit of holiness and then in a bit of sin. You can't just mix God in with everything else in the world. He is God above all. Isaiah 40 verses 25 and 26 say, "To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? Who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power? Not one is missing. Indeed, we need to reverence God. And we can begin to do this by examining our lives through the standard of his word."
Saints, when we go before God with a heart humbled and surrendered, that's where transformation...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Can take place in his presence. It's a place where we can be honest about what we're lacking and where we need to improve. God wants us to be real and honest, and he wants us to look closely into that mirror from time to time and examine ourselves. How's our character? What's our lifestyle like? Are we living in a manner that is pleasing to God? Are we gaining victory over those private battles that we all face? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 31 and 32, "But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world." Have you ever judged yourself? Have you ever critiqued your own life? Have you ever honestly and objectively assessed, does my faith please God? Am I a faithful believer to the Lord? Do I seek first the kingdom of God? Am I really bearing good fruit? You see, self-reflection is important in every area of life, and it's particularly important in a believer's life. But the demands of this life can keep us from self-reflection. You see, life has a way of pushing us forward by all its demands. But it's so important for us to look into the mirror and hold up the standard, which is the Word of God, and then compare ourselves and see, how do we match up? Because if the Bible says, pray without ceasing, but you can clearly see in your own life that you don't pray, well then, now you have something to go before God about. Now you have a prayer request, which should be, Lord, help me to pray consistently. Do you see how self-reflection can help you? Now here's why the Word of God is powerful. When you read it, it acts like a mirror. And when you read God's Word, you need to be asking yourself, is this real to me? Am I living this truth in my life? James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25 says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, He is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. The challenge is to be a doer of the word, rather than just hearing about God's word. How's our character? What's our lifestyle like? Are we living in a manner that is pleasing to God? Are we gaining victory over those private battles that we all face?
It doesn't matter how unworthy, how unqualified, or how unlucky you think you are. If God is for you, then no one can be against you. If He says He's on your side, you better believe He's going to march you to victory. 100% guaranteed. No guesswork involved. His promises are greater than the predictions of man. So when the world tells you that you've got no chance, or when the devil tells you to just give up, stand firm in your faith. Keep on pushing forward. Your ability to overcome hardship is not predetermined by a statistical analysis or a roll of the dice. Your future rests in the hands of God. And He will equip you with whatever you need for the battle ahead. Because of the favor and providence of God, you can look at any situation and say, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Need I remind you that God's word also says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Or in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, God reaches out to us and says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." As well as placing our hope in God and holding on to Him, we are also encouraged to be joyful and to have a grateful and thankful heart in all circumstances. Paul's message to us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, is still just as important and relevant today as it was back in his time. He encourages us by saying, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." If we can live out these words, if we can just hold on to God no matter what, we can overcome all the obstacles and troubles we face in this world.
I've been through storms. I've felt pain. I've been hurt. I've asked God, "Where are you?" And even though the storm was hard to go through, it taught me something. It taught me to trust in Jesus. It taught me to pray. It taught me to stand. With nothing left but faith, just faith. And like the song says, through it all, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I have learned to depend on His word. And guess what? He's never let me down. It's easy to be defined by one moment in life. Some people are defined by a failed relationship, a failed business venture, a divorce even, a career-ending injury. But in the Bible, the devil is called the accuser, and he would love to convince you that because of that one mistake, because of that one failure, because of that one season, you should begin to look down on yourself. But let me tell you, that no matter the mistake you've made, God's plan will still prevail. God's will still be done. God knew your end from your beginning. He knew all of your highs and your lows. He numbered your good days to exceed your bad days. You might have failed, but you are not a failure. You might have had some bad choices,
But that's not who you are. You might have an issue or two, but you are not your issue. And you see, the enemy, as an accuser, will constantly throw negative labels to try and define you. He'll call you things like an addict, a failure, a loser, a dropout. But the word of God calls you redeemed. It calls you a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You are washed and made clean by the blood of Jesus. You are healed by his stripes. You are the head and not the tail. Don't let the devil label you. He does not determine your destiny. Refuse the labels that other people try to stick on you. Never believe the lies of the accuser. You are not defined by your mistakes, but by what God says about you. You are forgiven. You are loved. You are saved by his amazing grace. So move forward. Your mistakes are in the past, and God is in your future.
There are certain things in this world that you need to guard when it comes to your relationship with God. You need to guard your heart and you need to guard your mind. You see, there must be a defining moment, a defining encounter with God. And do you know what happens when you encounter God? You're never the same again. You get to a stage where you say, enough is enough. Enough of the sinful cycles. Enough of the backsliding. Enough of the toxic relationships in your life. I pray you have the boldness to declare that it's enough. The faith to say enough. The belief to say enough. I am no longer a slave to fear. I am not going to be depressed. I will not be a captive of fearful thoughts that haunt my mind. Saints, get to a stage where you declare that God has given me a spirit of power, spirit of love, and of a sound mind. Get to a stage where you confront those things that have been lingering in your life for too long, those attitudes, that mindset or stronghold. Begin to challenge these things with the Word of God. In fact, make the decision that you will believe and stand on God's Word regardless of what comes. Mark 11 verse 23 says, "Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him." So speak to your mountain. Whatever it is that has been coming against you, get it in your spirit that it's enough. Whatever withdraws from you more than it deposits, speak to it and say enough. Even something like a job that you know is not within your calling or part of your purpose, decide, no more. All strongholds are coming down today. No longer will I be under an oppressive spirit. No longer will I doubt. No more insecurities. No longer will I live like I don't know to whom I belong. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I am more than a conqueror. I am the head and not the tail. My God has power, and I access that power through the Holy Spirit. The thoughts in your mind directly influence how you feel and how you behave. So change the way you think. Start thinking and dwelling on what the Word of God says. It says that you are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are redeemed and set free. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Your beliefs are reinforced by what you feed your mind. If you feed yourself with the Word of God, your belief will grow. Try it. How many football fans do you know who have never tried to play the game they love? How many food lovers have never tried to cook? When you're listening to music, more often than you're not, you're singing along. What you dwell on, what you meditate on, eventually that thing will be what you act on. What you feed your mind grows. So when you start letting your mind go and drawing to conclusions about yourself, conclusions that you can't do this,
I'll never be able to do that. These are conclusions which, more often than not, do not agree with the Word of God. Someone who develops the belief that they are a failure will view each mistake as proof that they are not good enough. But if you continuously view yourself in a way that is in agreement with God's Word, if you start meditating on God's promises, then you will begin to believe and act based on the Word of God. So believe that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Believe that surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Believe that God has good plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Saints, believe that if God is for you, then who can be against you? Get your mind to be renewed. Get your perspective to be made new. Let your faith grow. Let your belief be strengthened by God's word. And if you believe, if you really believe, then Jesus will never disappoint you. Victory is yours. An area that also affects you is the people around you. You have given enough space to other people in your life. People whose voices and ideas, opinions and pressures, you don't need at all. People who, if you really look at it, don't do anything to benefit you. Start putting people out of your life who are not encouraging you in the faith. Proverbs 13, verse 20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." You cannot surround yourself with angry people and expect to be happy. Just like you cannot surround yourself with prayerful people and not be tempted to join in and pray too. Those who surround you become your environment. So are you surrounding yourself with people that are bringing you wisdom? Or are you surrounding yourself with people that bring little peace to your life in return? More people doesn't mean more quality. Who you surround yourself with affects your faith in God, your relationship with God more than you think. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone. Don't just be surrounded by people who need you, but people who feed you. Whenever you're effective, you don't have to advertise it much. There is a certain mentality that is associated with people who are winners. You see, winners associate with other winners. They tend to find themselves at the same places. They interact together somehow. Now, just like in the world, in God's kingdom, there are also spiritual winners, and they gravitate towards each other because there is a mentality that goes along with them. The advantage of having such a winner's mindset is that you can have a conversation with someone and have the ability to tell if they will help you develop or drain you. They learn that it is counterproductive to spend time with anything that doesn't feed you. They guard themselves against negativity and poor attitudes or anyone that interrupts their walk with God. It's an attitude, a mentality, a belief system, a different level of faith.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC supply in-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.